For KBIA in Columbia, I'm Corey Davidson. Mayor Brian Treese held a press briefing today to further clarify his proposed ordinance to mandate masks in Columbia. Treese says the ordinance is a response to the rapid increase of COVID-19 case numbers in the area since reopening measures began on May 4th.
Overnight, before 8 a.m. this morning, 14 additional positive cases were added and reported from the state lab, putting us on track to exceed 100 cases within just 9 days.
The proposed ordinance would require people above the age of 10 years old to wear face coverings in public. For individuals who don't, there could be a fine of up to $15. Business, government, or nonprofit entities would be subject to fines of $100 per violation. There would be a few exceptions, such as when someone is in their own home or vehicle with members of their households, exercising outdoors, or if they have a medical condition that prevents wearing a face mask. Tree says he would expect Columbia Boone County Public Health and Human Services and the Columbia Police Department to enforce the ordinance realistically, not by watching to make sure every single person has a mask all the time, but rather by seeking to normalize widespread mask usage.
What we want to do, again, is set that community expectation, that community standard, and give all businesses the guidance they need that, hey, the science behind this works, and that if we all do it together as a community standard, it will make a difference in those trends.
The Columbia City Council is expected to vote on the emergency ordinance on Monday. And if the measure is passed with at least a 6-to-1 vote, the ordinance will take effect immediately. $28 million will be withheld from state higher education funding for the new fiscal year, according to the Columbia Missourian. This was one of many things included in Governor Parson's announced $448 million in state budget cuts on Tuesday. Leaders of the University of Missouri system were expecting $10 million in secured funding for the NextGen Precision Health Institute. However, as of today, that may not be the case. State Budget Director Dan Hogg said today the state aid for the institute would be delayed, and if it happens at all, would depend on how the pandemic plays out. Despite the research facility's funding being delayed, the funding is not cut permanently. UM spokesperson Christian Basie says the system will continue to have discussions about the institute with elected leaders in the future. Lack of funding has already taken tolls on MU and its employees. As of last Wednesday, the Columbia campus had laid off 148 employees and has furloughed 3,011. The leader of the Department of Veterans Affairs says the agency is focusing on improving both accountability and inclusiveness at its hospitals. Secretary of Veterans Affairs Robert Wilkie made comments today after touring the Kansas City VA Medical Center following protests alleging discrimination against minority employees. Civil rights organizations in Kansas City are pushing for changes at the hospital after numerous complaints from Black employees about harassment and discrimination. Governor Parson announced his support today in the fight against the digital divide in rural Missouri.
Today, we're also excited to announce nearly $50 million to support broadband expansion across Missouri, including support for telehealth and education.
According to Parson, roughly 300,000 households in Missouri lack high-speed internet, so $20 million will go toward developing broadband connections in these communities. Rob Dixon is the Director of Economic Development and says this funding comes from the Federal CARES Act, and more information on the specifics of the expansion will be found on the department's website in the next few days. I'm Corey Davidson, KBIA News, Columbia.